You ever sat in a window seat and watched the horizon go from orange to black without touching a thing? No shade. No pull cord. Just the glass doing something you didn't quite expect. That's what boarding a Boeing 787 Dreamliner feels like for most passengers the first time. And now Boeing is pushing that technology further with the 777XIM Tower. This is Atis on Radio Hangar, and today we're taking a close look at one of the more quietly impressive engineering stories in modern commercial aviation, the evolution of dimmable windows from the Dreamliner to Boeing's next-generation widebody. Stick with me here, because this matters more than it might seem at first. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSold.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSold.com. Let's start with some background on where this technology came from, because the problem it solves is older than the solution. For most of commercial aviation's history, aircraft windows had a simple answer to sunlight and privacy. A plastic shade you pulled down by hand. Functional, cheap, simple. And pilots and flight attendants knew that those shades needed to be up during takeoff and landing, so passengers could help assess conditions outside in an emergency, so cabin crew could tell which side of the aircraft had a problem before opening doors, and so eyes stayed adapted to ambient light if something went wrong on the runway. The problem is that people forget, or they don't care, or they're asleep over the Pacific and nobody wants to wake them. So you get a cabin where half the shades are down, half are up, and flight attendants are doing a row-by-row sweep before every approach. Boeing engineers had a different idea. When the 787 Dreamliner entered service with All Nippon Airways in 2011, it came with something most passengers had never seen on a commercial jet: electrochromic windows, no shade, no pull cord, just a small button on the window frame cycling through multiple settings. The technology is called electrochromism. The basic principle has been understood since the 1960s. Apply an electrical current to certain metal oxide compounds, typically tungsten trioxide, and ions migrate within the material, changing its optical properties. The glass goes from clear to tinted, not by adding a coating on top, but by changing what the material itself is doing at the molecular level. What Boeing and their supplier, PPG Aerospace, which markets the product under the name Solera Windows, did was industrialize that chemistry for an aviation environment. That is not a trivial engineering accomplishment. Aircraft windows aren't flat. They operate across enormous temperature swings, from a desert tarmac to cruise altitude where outside air temperatures are well below zero. They need to survive decades of pressurization cycles. They need to fail gracefully. A window that works on the bench has to also work at 35,000 feet in January over Greenland, and again 6 months later over Singapore, and again 3 years after that. The 787 windows have 5 dimming levels at level 1. Fully clear. At level 5, they block around 99.9% of visible light and significantly reduce infrared radiation passing through the cabin. That infrared reduction matters in ways passengers don't usually think about. It keeps the cabin cooler without requiring people to close their shades, which reduces the load on the environmental control system, which saves fuel. The 787 windows are also larger than those on previous Boeing jets, roughly 47 by 29 centimeters in visible area. That's about 45% larger than the windows on a Boeing 737. The intent was to give passengers more of a connection to the outside, more sky, more geography, less of the metal tube sensation that long-haul flying tends to produce. The electrochromic system also gives flight crews centralized control. A flight attendant can dim all cabin windows simultaneously from their station. Passengers retain local override capability, but the crew can manage the entire cabin at once. Before landing at a bright destination after a night crossing, the crew can bring the windows up gradually, waking passengers slowly rather than snapping them into full daylight on approach. That's the 787 baseline. Now, let's talk about what the 777X changed. The 777X is a significant evolution of the original 777 family, the aircraft that has been a long-haul workhorse since the mid-90s. The X variants include the 777X9, the larger of the two, and the 777X8. New General Electric GE9X engines, composite wings with folding wingtips designed to fit into existing gate infrastructure despite a wingspan wider than anything Boeing has previously built, and a cabin cross-section that gives Boeing more to work with in the competition against the Airbus 350. The windows got an upgrade. 777X passenger windows are larger than those on the 787. Reported dimensions are approximately 47 by 31 centimeters, not dramatically different in raw numbers, but combined with the wider fuselage of the 777 family, the overall cabin experience is noticeably more open, more daylight, more sky. The difference is one of those things that's hard to quantify but easy to feel when you're sitting in the seat, but the more significant difference isn't the size. It's the performance of the dimming system itself. On the 787, moving from fully clear to fully dark takes roughly 60 seconds, sometimes longer, because the electrochromic reaction is chemistry and chemistry is temperature dependent. At altitude, after the aircraft has been on the ground in cold conditions, the windows can take longer than their rated specification to reach full opacity. This isn't a failure, it's just physics, but it's noticeable and it's one of the more common passenger complaints about the Dreamliner system. Boeing worked with PPG Aerospace to improve transition speed on the 777X. The goal was a more responsive system. The underlying chemistry is similar to the 787, but the formulation and the electrogeometry have been refined. The result is a window that moves from clear to dark faster, and that maintains more consistent performance across a wider temperature range. There's also a difference in how the intermediate dimming levels behave. On the 787, the five settings are reasonably distinct, but some passengers find the middle levels compressed into a range that doesn't quite give them the light control they want. Too bright on level 3, too dark on level 4. The 777X system offers a smoother graduation across the range, less like selecting from a menu, more like adjusting a dial. From a flight operations standpoint, these improvements aren't dramatic, but flight attendants will notice the faster response time, particularly on morning departures when there's a need to manage cabin brightness quickly. And for passengers sitting in that window seat on a 16-hour Pacific crossing, the combination of a larger window and a more responsive dimming system adds up to a meaningfully different experience. Now let's step back and talk about why window management is an actual operational and safety consideration. Because it is. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, and most international aviation authorities require window shades up, or in the electrochromic case, windows clear during takeoff and landing. The reason is emergency evacuation. If there's a fire on the right engine, crew needs to assess the situation before opening right side doors. Passengers need to be able to see outside. They need to see whether it's day or night, whether there's fire or water or other hazards before they move. Electrochromic windows give flight attendants the ability to manage this centrally and consistently. No passenger has to be individually asked to adjust anything. No shade is accidentally left down at a critical moment. A single command from the flight attendant panel brings every window to the appropriate setting. That's a real operational improvement. Consistent safety compliance without crew workload to enforce it row by row. There's a weight consideration too. Traditional window shade mechanisms aren't heavy, but on a wide-body aircraft with dozens of windows operating across decades of service, every pound has a fuel cost. Electrochromic windows are thin. No mechanism, no moving parts, over the life of a fleet that accumulates into meaningful savings. Boeing has published data showing that the Dreamliner's electrochromic windows reduce cabin heat load enough to reduce demands on the environmental control system. The 787 uses electric systems rather than bleed air for most cabin functions, which amplifies that benefit. The 777X has a different architecture in some respects, but the thermal management benefits of good window technology carry over regardless of the specifics of the pneumatic or electrical system design. It's worth noting what's developing beyond the current generation of electrochromic glass, because this technology is not standing still. There are competing approaches. Liquid crystal windows can switch from clear to opaque almost instantaneously. The trade-off is that they're essentially binary, on or off, with limited ability to hold intermediate states. That makes them useful for privacy applications, but less ideal for the nuanced light management long-haul aircraft need. Suspended particle device windows offer variable transparency with faster response than electrochromic glass. The challenge has historically been durability. Aviation environments are demanding, and suspended particle technology has been slower to reach aerospace certification standards. For now, electrochromic remains the dominant technology in commercial aircraft windows. And Boeing's progression from the 787 to the 777X shows a steady improvement path. Larger windows, faster transitions, smoother dimming levels, better centralized control. Here's something worth saying directly. This kind of technology development gets overlooked in most discussions about aviation progress. We talk about fly-by-wire systems, composite structures, engine efficiency, fuel burn, extended-range twin operations. The windows don't make the front page, but for a passenger crossing the Pacific at 38,000 feet for 15 hours, how the cabin feels is real. Whether they can see the stars without fighting with a plastic shade, whether they can watch the sunrise over the ocean without waking up the person in the middle seat, that shapes how they remember the flight, and that shapes which airline they book next time. From a pilot's perspective, there's something worth appreciating here beyond the passenger experience angle. The engineering discipline required to make electrochromic windows work reliably at altitude, across temperature extremes, across decades of pressurization cycles, across the full range of UV exposure you get at cruise, that's the same discipline that produces reliable glass cockpits. You're applying materials science, electrochemistry, and systems integration in an environment that tries hard to destroy everything you build. The people solving the window problem and the people solving the avionics reliability problem are working from the same engineering tradition. Aerospace certification standards don't distinguish between glamorous systems and unglamorous ones. Everything on the aircraft has to perform. Boeing has had a difficult several years. The scrutiny on their manufacturing and certification processes has been significant, and in many cases warranted. But the 787 and the 777X represent what the company's engineering workforce can produce when they're operating well. Two aircraft programs that set genuine standards in passenger cabin experience and window technology that the industry has been trying to match ever since the Dreamliner entered service. Whether the 777X finds the commercial success Boeing needs is a separate question entirely. Airline purchasing decisions turn on range performance, fuel burn per seat, fleet commonality with existing fleets, and manufacturer support, not on how the windows work. But the window technology is one honest data point in a larger picture of what this company is capable of when the engineering is allowed to be the focus. Reporting today came from Simple Flying, with additional technical context from PPG Aerospace's published documentation on their Solera electrochromic window platform. More at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Blue skies.